This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Most of the oil fields in Syria are in the eastern part of that country. Over the past year, large swaths of this area have slipped out of control of the Syrian regime, but the country's main oil refineries are in the west, still in government hands. That has led thousands of people in eastern Syria to take to refining oil themselves, Marina Olivezi reports.
We're standing just a couple of footsteps away from a barrel of crude oil when Abu Karam makes a surprising move.
So we just light up a cigarette. It's okay smoking here?
Abu Karam is nonchalant about it. He says crude oil is too heavy to explode, but he's new to the oil business. The father of nine has been working odd jobs his whole life, mostly farming and transportation. Work in Syria has been scarce the past year. The war has brought entire sectors of the economy to a halt, but here it has also opened up a new opportunity. The Assad regime has controlled the oil industry for decades. When the armed opposition took over, the oil fields in the east were up for grabs. Some were claimed by brigades, others by local tribes, or just regular people like Abu Karam. He says to learn the process, he just mimicked what others were doing. He didn't have to look far. There are dozens of similar makeshift refineries all around. So one day, 3 months ago, he dug a hole, brought a few pipes and a large container.
They heat the container for about 2 hours. Then the fuel flows from the pipes. First benzene, then mazout.
On good days, Abu Karam makes 5,000 to 6,000 Syrian pounds, about $60. But today is not one of those days.
Today is a loss, because there's a problem. The people who sell the crude oil mixed it with water.
His son Khalil has another problem. The 14-year-old has been working with his dad, so he doesn't have to hire extra help. Khalil hasn't been to school in weeks and has a big test coming up.
He doesn't know anything about his exam, just that he has one on Wednesday.
Then the teenager heads off, his clothes and body covered with soot, and collects the little fuel of the day. In Al Mayadeen, I'm Marine Olivezi for Marketplace.